everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. Now, yesterday, we started learning about the Crimean crisis. We learned that in 2013 and 2014, a conflict shook Eastern Europe as Russian forces took over Crimea, which has been part of Ukraine. Well, we are going to continue this lesson called the Crimean crisis. And of course, this is a pretty intense lesson, so I do hope you have your magazines. So some of the things that we are going to talk about are, first, Russia's response and toward a truce. Okay, friends, it's that time to get started with our lesson, so open up your magazines and let's begin.
The Crimean Crisis. Russia's response. When Yanukovych lost power, he fled to Russia to ask for help. Russian forces mobilized, and on March 1, 2014, Russia's parliament approved military action. Russian troops and aircraft poured into Crimea. On March 16th, Crimea held a vote in which its organizers claim the region voted to become part of Russia. Ukraine and many Western countries claim that the referendum was not legitimate. About the same time, pro-Russian protests erupted elsewhere in Ukraine. The regions Donetsk and Luhansk declared their independence from Ukraine, hoping to join Russia. But Western nations claimed these votes also were not legitimate.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 referendum 这个名词。Referendum 是指全民公决或者是全民投票。例如 ,the president announced that the referendum had been postponed to the following month. 总统宣布公投已经被延后到下一个月。如果要说明是投票决定什么样的议题的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ,a referendum on opening casinos on the island will be held in August. 关于在岛上开设赌场的这项公投将于八月举行。接下来我们看的是 legitimate 这个形容词。L-E-G 这个字根有法律的意思，所以 legitimate 是指合法的、合理的或者是法律允许的。例如 ,unless the police get a warrant, they don't have legitimate access to the suspect's residence. 除非警方得到搜索令，要不然他们没有合法的权利进入嫌犯的住所。或者是 getting lost is not a legitimate reason for being late. 迷路不是迟到的合理的理由。
All right, thank you so much, Michelle. Now, let's continue learning about the Crimean crisis, and especially about Russia's response. Okay, we read here, when Yanukovych lost power, he fled to Russia to ask for help. And we're not only talking about this political situation, we're also going to learn some English here. So, for example, the word fled. Well, what does that mean, or to flee somewhere?
This just means that you escape.By running away, especially because there's danger or you're afraid of something. So, you could say, for example, when the little girl, Sally, saw the dog, she fled straight for the field.
Oh, nice. She fled for the field.
Yeah.
You can flee to someplace. You can flee from a place. However, you don't have to use the word from. For example, in World War II,People fled Germany to other places, to other countries, right? You don't have to say they fled from Germany. You could simply say they fled Germany. They fled to other places.
Mm-hmm, right. And here we see he fled to Russia to ask for help. And of course, Russian forces mobilized And on March 1st, 2014, Russia's parliament approved military action. And so we see Russian troops and aircraft poured into Crimea. Now, let's talk about those fun little words to pour into something. Typically, when I hear the word pour, I think of a pitcher with water, and I'm pouring the water into a cup.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the idea. That's great. So that's the picture you have, okay? You're going from one container to another, mm-hmm. and a big amount, right? That's the idea here, is that people went to one place in a big amount. There were lots of people pouring in at one time. So the Russian troops and aircraft, they poured into Crimea. Actually, this was mainly to protect the Russians that lived there.
Interesting. Well, speaking about this word to pour into,
yes.
you can also use this word, when talking about the movie theater. Oftentimes when a really good movie comes out, lots and lots of people, maybe even hundreds of people, will pour into the theater to watch the movie.
Hey, that reminds me of the phrase to pour out of something. So for example, maybe you're watching a movie in the movie theater when there's an earthquake or a fire maybe in the theater and everyone pours out of the room, okay? So they go out of the building in a large amount of people, right?
Right.
So here we're talking about people that are pouring into Crimea.
And we read on March 16th, Crimea held a vote in which its organizers claim the region voted to become part of Russia. Now let's take a look at to hold a vote. This just means that basically when you vote or you hold a vote, it's a way of making a decision by asking a group of people to help you make the decision.
That's right. So of course with any vote, you want to see who wants one thing, mm-hmm. who wants another thing, right? Raise your hand. There are many different ways to vote, of course. I'm sure they didn't get a vote by raising people's hands in this situation. However, that is one way you can hold a vote. That's a very simple way to hold mm-hmm. a vote. Now, the organizers claim that the region voted to become part of Russia.
Yeah.
That makes some people kind of angry.
Yes. So actually, Gabe, mm-hmm. I'm kind of thinking that the tension here isn't really going away. It's actually getting more tense.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right about that, Rebecca. I think it's still kind of tense as we speak. Now, Ukraine and many Western countries claim that the referendum was not legitimate. A referendum, in this case, is a vote. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they think that the vote was not legitimate. That means they think this vote didn't count. It wasn't an official vote.
And maybe it wasn't done properly. Well, about the same time, pro-Russian protests erupted elsewhere in Ukraine. Let's take a look at this word to erupt. This just means that something starts suddenly and violently. However, I often think about volcanoes erupting when I hear this word. You know, with the lava coming out.
Oh, yeah. Like a couple of years ago in mm-hmm. Iceland, that volcano erupted and spewed out lava and gas and smoke. And it was quite dangerous. Often when something erupts, the idea is kind of violent, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe someone's temper, you could say that someone just erupted. If they have a bad temper and they lose their temper, you could say that they exploded or erupted.
That's right. And of course, in our lesson, we see the regions Donetsk and Luhansk declared their independence from Ukraine, hoping to join Russia. But Western nations claimed these votes were not legitimate. Now, Gabe, we're teaching English, we're mm-hmm. speaking English.
Yeah.
Is there ever a time where it's not appropriate to speak English?
Ah, I believe Stephen can have something they'd like to share about this idea in the info cloud. We often hear about English's reputation as the most popular language in the world, but that doesn't mean everyone loves English.
Right. Despite English's status, or maybe because of it, there are many people in this world who look upon English with hostility and suspicion. To them, English represents all that is wrong with the world.
Right. Okay, now, you all remember hearing about the armed conflict in Eastern Europe between Ukrainian nationals and pro-Russian separatists. Well, there were areas in the Ukraine near the Russian border where speaking English would get you into serious trouble.
Like thrown in jail trouble. Pamphlets were distributed by the pro-Russian separatists that read, "Anyone who speaks English is a spy. Turn them in."
Whoa. Dozens of innocent people, neutral military observers, and journalists alike were jailed, all because they were caught speaking English.
One Canadian reporter got stopped at a military checkpoint. Soon, masked men with guns were screaming at him, accusing him of being a spy.
Well, luckily, he was able to get himself out of the jam by pretending he knew no English. He just spoke Canada's other official language, French. See? It pays to know a second language.
我们都知道学英文有一个好处，它是国际通用的语言。把英文学好，我们就能够在全世界通行无阻，不是吗？其实不然，世界上有些地方的人是很不欢迎讲英文的人哦。例如在 Ukraine 乌克兰某些支持俄罗斯的地方，人们非但不欢迎讲英文的人，而且还会将任何讲英文的人逮捕，说他是 spy 间谍。所以今天的课的结论是，也许除了英文以外，我们是不是该学个第二外国语呢？这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次请专线。
Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the Crimean Crisis. And of course, right now we're discussing Russia's response.We already learned that the Ukrainian president fled to Russia. And of course, he was hoping for some safety. And then we have some Russian troops who are being mobilized. What's going to happen next? Is there such thing as working toward a truce? Well, we will find out in our next reading.
The Crimean Crisis, Toward a Truce. On May 25th, 2014, Ukraine elected Petro Poroshenko president. In June, Russia canceled its resolution authorizing military action in Ukraine. However, conflict between the Ukrainian government and separatist forces continued.A new pro-Western parliament was elected in October 2014. Since then, Donetsk and Luhansk have decided to remain part of Ukraine. A ceasefire agreement is holding, but deep divisions within Ukraine remain, as do the international tensions created by this incident.
OK, 继续我们看 truce 这个名词 truce 是指休战或者是停战协议。例如 I don't want to fight anymore, let's call a truce. 我不想再吵架了，我们停战吧。或者是 the two gangs finally declared a truce, ending years of fierce conflict. 这两个帮派终于宣布停战，结束多年来猛烈的冲突。或者是 the United Nations intervened and helped both sides agree on a truce.联合国介入帮助两方同意休战。所以我们看的是 authorize 这个动词。authorize 是指批准或授权。例如 the general authorized the troops to mobilize on the border. 将军授权让部队可以在边界移动。或者是 the boss authorized the bank to pay $5,000 to the company's supplier. 老板授权银行支付$5,000给公司的供应商，它的名词是 authorization, A-U-T-H-O-R-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N。例如 ,you need authorization to gain access to these files. 你必须要有授权才能够开启这些档案。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, this section is called Toward a Truce. All right, so what is a truce? Well, right away we see this word. And a truce is a rest from war or a fight or an argument because of an agreement that you have with somebody else. Okay, so you're trying to create peace when you have a truce.
That's right. And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about different countries. However, you can also use this word truce when talking about, you know, even individual people or companies. For example, after years of fighting, the two companies finally reached a truce. Or even, you know, since we have to spend the weekend together, we might as well come to some sort of truce.
Yes, if you're fighting...But you have to spend time with somebody, you should probably come to a truce.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you been fighting with somebody recently?
Well, actually, no, Gabe.
That's good.
I don't fight with people.
That's good. I don't usually, but I think I need to work something out with Ben. Anyway, all of that later. Friends, are you fighting with somebody? Maybe you should work out a truce. Maybe you can reach a truce with that person.
Right. Well, we see on May 25th, 2014, Ukraine elected Petro Poroshenko president. So he became the president. And in June, Russia canceled its resolution authorizing military action in Ukraine. They're working toward a truce, so it seems.
Yes, however, we see however, it's a big but, okay? However, conflict between the Ukrainian government and separatist forces continued, so there's still conflict going on. A new pro-Western parliament was elected in October of 2014. So it seems like there are still many international tensions.
Ooh, international tensions,
yes.
Gabe. We see those two words...In the last sentence of this lesson, and we want to talk about that. That is just, you know, when there's tension, that just means that there's this fear or anger between two different parties. And if it's international tensions, that means that it's tension international.
That's right. So it's between two or more countries, right? The one that comes to my mind right now is between Syria and Russia and other countries involved there.Of course, if you read the newspaper, you could think of a lot of different international tensions. It's not fun to talk about. What is fun to talk about is sing
it
out.
Sing it out.
Yes.
It's you. I'm angry with you.
Well, I'm angry with you.
You were mean to me.
Well, you were mean to Peggy.
Who's Peggy?
My purple eggy.
Come on, man. If we're going to do this Sing It Out show, we got to make a peace agreement.
You mean like a truce?
Yeah. Hey, I have a question for you, Gabe.
Yeah?
Truce, truce. Can we make a truce? Because I don't want to do something that I will regret.
Truce, truce. Can we make a truce?We all need to learn how to forgive and forget.
Hey, I forgot what we were fighting about.
Well, I didn't forget, but I do forgive you, Ben.
Oh, nice. Yeah, hey, let's sing it together.
Truce, truce, can we make a truce? I don't want to do something that I will regret.Make a truce. I don't wanna do something that
Yeah, man, it's all good.
In the hood.
Okay, classroom, break is over. Let's review the Crimean crisis.
Oh, teacher, I was wondering, what happened after Yang?
President Yanukovych.
Yes, what happened to him after he lost power?
That's a good question. He fled to Russia to ask for help.
Is that when Russian forces in Crimea mobilized?
Correct. And in March of 2014, the Russian troops poured into Crimea.
But what did the Republic of Crimea do?
Crimea voted to become part of Russia, even though many Western countries claimed the referendum was not legitimate.
Did anyone else join to become part of Russia?
Two other regions tried to vote, but their votes were not legitimate.
Ah, and then what happened?
Well, in May of 2014, Ukraine elected a new president. And in June, Russia cancelled its authorization of military action in Ukraine.
Wait, does this mean that there is a truce?
Not yet. There is still conflict between the Ukrainian government and separatist forces.
What about the other two regions that decided to leave Ukraine?
Ah, well, they decided to remain part of Ukraine. A ceasefire agreement is holding.
It seems like there is a lot of tension within the country and internationally as well.
Yes, you're right. And it seems like you are ready for the test.
Wait! Can we vote not to have a test?
Nice try.
Guys, that is all the time we have for today. We do encourage you to keep updated with world news.
That's right. And we have more for you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.